Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning. This is Billy Brim. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank everybody for being on this call today. Just thank you for, this is called Your Faithfulness. Your Faithfulness. Our Lord is so faithful. And you're faithful. You are faithful this morning to be on this call and bring your supply of the Spirit. Just a couple of items, housekeeping here. I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. I will be there. And I recently made a kind of I'm going to make a kind of a funny request right now. Recently I asked, and we began an elevator fund. We need an elevator. Our elevator's been out of whack for 2 years. And in the meantime, people have been getting older, and in the wintertime, if you come out to Prayer Mountain and pray at noon, you are going to get a great meal prepared by our wonderful cook, Elaine, who is, she does Ozark Nana. She and Terry do that. It's kind of a funny little thing they do. I don't really know how you get it, but it's a kind of a, not a podcast, but something they do like that. Anyway, she's Ozark Nana. She cooks really well. Well, they have to carry in the wintertime the food indoors and upstairs. So we're really believing we'll get this by winter. Now, I asked that before. Now, here is my funny request. Terry said, when we were praying about it, he said, Mom, I need some advice on this elevator. He said, I've been getting two or three different kinds of information. So I said, Terry, there might be somebody out there who has elevator expertise. So if you have elevator expertise, would you go on billybrim.org and see how to contact us and to the attention of Terry Brim, T-E-R-R-Y Brim, B-R-I-M, and give us some of your advice or expertise if you are an expert, not just if you're someone who rides elevators. Aha. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Miss Billy.
Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Max, I'm going to be at your place coming up in September. We're almost to September.
September 12th.
Can you believe it?
6:30 p.m. No,
6:30 p.m. September 12th, and I think we're going to be we're also going to be at Living Word Christian Center Saturday the 13th and Sunday morning the 14th. If you come out on the Friday at Yeshua's Love Heals, we'll have time to meet you better. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a smaller meeting, and we'll just have a little time of fellowship after the meeting. Is that all right with you, Brother Max?
Absolutely. Yes, that will be fine. Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to bring your... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say we have a game also on Sunday, so don't be distracted by the Vikings game. Make sure to at least go to one meeting for Miss Billy at YLH or in Living Word Christian Center.
Right. And when is the Viking game? It's not on Friday, is it?
No, it's on Sunday, the 13th.
Okay, and then you have a Sunday morning service. We're bringing...
Yeah.
Brenda and Tony will be with us as well. I don't know if I told you that.
No, but he did. Praise the Lord. He said he's
going
to talk to you. Yeah.
They're flying up with me. They're helping me that weekend. And, of course, then all of us, Brother Max and Sister Quinn included, are going to be at the Autumn Assembly, October 15th through 20th. And this is our 30th anniversary. We're preparing some special things. I'm really looking forward to it. And praise God, hallelujah, near Timothy. And his family will be with us on Israel night. And, of course, he's the one who's heading up our project, the dearest, most qualified man. And I'm eager for all of you to meet him and hear about that. And we have even... praise the Lord. We're going to be offering our Chesed Ve'emet jewelry there. It's so beautiful. And just lots of wonderful things going on. Hallelujah. Anything you wanted to add, brother? Max?
You know, prayers for first for looking at it this way, the Gaza Strip is going back to Israel, no matter what. And I remember the Lord over a year ago told us that after October 7th, and one statement came like, take the fence down, which is, you know, the fence which is over that land, over Gaza. So prayer for Israel, it's been happening, moving people from Gaza to Jordan to Egypt. They haven't really agreed on it yet, but there is an agreement behind the scene. Just pray for a peaceful transition wherever they go. Praise God. Pray for our president. Praise the Lord, you know, to keep his feet on the ground, keep him going, energy, strength, all of it.
Praise God. And since you mentioned Israel, praise God, hallelujah, we've got a tour that begins going to Israel in December, and it's going to be a Hanukkah tour. We'll be there at the time of the Festival of the Lights. It begins, I think, the 8th, and maybe ends on the 18th. And then we'll have another tour going in June. So one of those two times, it would be great if you could be with us. Praise God, hallelujah. I found out some really special people are going to be with us on this December tour, and it's going to be special. Glory be to God. Now, things are going on, and our president and our nation and his decisions, it has come to my knowledge of some specific attacks of the enemy against the president and his family. And we're using our authority. I spoke to you some about this last week. We used our authority together. We're going to do it again today. When you use your authority corporately, like I, Billy Brim, I have got authority in Missouri. I have authority in Oklahoma. I have habitational authority. But when we're all together, we have authority, a power and authority in our nation. And so we're going to use that today to come against these attacks. The enemy has to obey us. He doesn't have a choice. So when we use our authority, he has to obey us. And praise God, hallelujah. Great things are about to happen, and they are happening already. We're having a move of God, I'm telling you, Holy Ghost move of God down here. And it's headed for Minneapolis in a great outbreak, praise the Lord. The enemy, of course, always tries to stop these things. We don't let them. We take our authority. The Lord told Brother Hagin, nothing happens in the United States that the church doesn't allow. And that's what the Bible says. Whatever you bind on earth or whatever you allow on earth will be allowed by heaven. So we don't allow it. Now, these attacks, some of them are against his life, against threats against his real, very real ones, against his family, and others are against his character. And it's demons, demonic activity. He's strong, and great things have happened already. Praise God. Crime down in Washington, D.C., other things. But the enemy knows he's on his way out. He knows we're to the last. The Lord told us you're to the last minute. Don't you think Satan knows that? So he still thinks he can win, and he has pulled out all the stops. So we're going to take our authority together right now. And I had asked you last week if you could take your authority over Washington, D.C., over the life threats of the president on the hour, like at 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 12 noon or 1 o'clock. So I tell you the truth, I forgot about it. I told you to do it, and I forgot about it the first few days. And I was taking my authority and not paying attention to the hour. But then I remembered. And when I remembered and I took my authority the first day at 9 o'clock one morning, I sensed my faith was helped for sure. And I said to the Lord when I prayed first, I said, Lord, I sense and I know that WWPs are taking their authority right now. I also told that to Satan. When I took my authority over him, I said, WWPs are praying right now. They're saying right now. They're taking the authority over you right now. And I join my authority with theirs. So it helped me, for sure. Helped me. So I want to remind you again and remind myself to be taking our authority. Shelley calls it ruling and reigning at the same, on the hour. And especially when we aim that toward Washington, D.C., because all of us together have got authority over what happens in Washington, D.C. Now we're going to do that, and I always begin by thanking God for the revelation of Colossians chapter 1, what he revealed to us there. I first became aware of this when I was editor of publications for Kenneth E. Hagin. And he taught a lesson that I decided to use in the Word of Faith for Thanksgiving. And the lesson he taught was, we should give thanks for what the Word of God tells us specifically to give thanks for. There are things in the Bible that God tells us to give thanks for. And one of them is Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, what for? Who has qualified, I'm reading from the Amplified, I decided to read it from the Amplified. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself, out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Father, we thank you all together, corporately. We thank you this morning, or wherever we are, if we're in Europe this evening, this afternoon, we thank you that you qualified us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. And, oh, my Father, I tell you, this is one of the things I most give you thanks for, that you have delivered us out of the control and dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love. I am so thankful right now that wherever we sit across this United States, around this world, we are not under the dominion of darkness, but darkness has to obey us. And Father, we just thank you for this revelation that you give in Ephesians 1:17, and we pray this prayer. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, so that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is in accordance with the strength of your might, which you brought forth in Christ when you raised him from the dead. Resurrection power, and seated him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power, rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And we, who were dead in our trespasses and sins, you've raised. But God, you're being rich in mercy, and because of your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, you made us alive together with Christ, raised us up together with him, seated us with him and in him in the heavenly places. And then you told us, you told us in Romans 5:17, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one, Yeshua, a Mashiach. Satan, kingdom of darkness, we, the body of Christ, this company, the WWPs, We address you. You have to hear, you have to obey. From the top right down to the lowest level devil. We command and you to desist in your plots, maneuvers, manifestations against our president, Donald John Trump. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we command you cease and desist. We call all of your plots against his body, assassination attempts against him or his family. We call them to non-fruition. We call the perpetrators to be caught and incarcerated. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command and demand that they enter into confusion. And in the name of every name, any of you unclean spirits that would attempt to harm him, his reputation, his being, in the name above every name, we cause you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. Paralyzation, we call you to the state of paralyzation, for it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind you, devils and demons, and we loose the angels of God with great power against you. In the name of every name. In the name above every name. In the name above every name. And we ask for, we say that you will not come against our being with Israel. In the name above every name. In the name above every name. And in the name above every name, we come out together bound as a company for our health. You will not touch our health in this company, these people's on this call. In the name above every name, you're not bringing wintry stuff, influenza, COVID stuff. In the name, above every name, this company of believers, this company of prayers is a healthy company. In the name, above every name, and you cannot steal our health. You cannot steal our wealth. You get your hands off our monies in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. I looked at our words that the Lord, I meditated them this week. And there was so much in them about steps. Taking the next step. His being with us in a new season. And I particularly took heart when I meditated this statement from the Lord. My words assured you that I will not change, even when all else does. Your unchanging God has called you on an eternal mission to an eternal promise to be with you every step of the unpredictable journey. I will be leading you all. We are eternal beings born of God. We're on an eternal mission to an eternal promise. But this journey, this unpredictable journey, this eternal mission is made up of steps along the way. He reveals to us the next step, and we take it by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. But the marvelous thing is he's with us all the way, leading us all the way. I want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you, Father, for the marvelous, wondrous revelation of last week and the revelations of every week and the prayers that we're praying for your plans and purposes, Father. And now we yield ourselves to you one more time. Oh, Lord, we look forward to the utterances that will come forth from our mouths and the interpretation that will come forth through Brother Max. Trusting you, Father, we pray. Amen. Kavadokumba me ala kokra. Ajondolo kobra katinyu nukwa. Galeka brendi ni kuku. Azangia tota. Africa tomina kaya na kabra. Semeno koro koro lo kombra katakandiana koti ono kotobra. Ili du dua ta ta koro ko kombri ketinya. Me kolo kobri kafra. Isama na kora panya na kuatia. Oh, balatiti anoka. Oh, balatiki hanno calle kangara gadisco. Sviti hanno prefrattiata. Sibra hanno fretitiando. Ascatu becata. Calico bram frandiando. Me calacabra. E jetto. Me toto hossate catafa. Capelico prefrettisco. Oh, palatino, palatino, mi qua frottisci, domo qua, mi fra desco, ili duro cumbre, ili cambrati a doco, latinia na coro codasca, madonna. Meto, meto, meto. Isato goro comba, caracadasca, dancere, godasca di fracatatia. E belli tua, ma coro codonci di gohosciattia. Ti prego le coractia, ma ancora godo hosciattia. E se caragada la candara gada hosciattia, la codo hosciattia. Che belli tua. Carica di andor, cohora caffractia, la codosca d'abrica te catonci. Imene qua, alla cambre, le caracadagne, ni che li cangaratia. E se tu, procate che alla cangara cadasca tangere, godosca tangere. Mi tutto dovevo scacchia da godosca tangere. Cammina qua, caracadagne, ne cohora coda le cabracchia, ne godosca da bicate che ta fra. Mi toria manacalai. Mitorio manakaha manakariana karakadashka. Issa tutto ko shenge ne ko tohare ka fratana kon diom dur kutoske raktuta. Ibili tushpa prakato ko shenge ni ko alatya. Gabrotehefe. Gabrotehevako. Dors the Lord tatukumba. Isate un cuore. Scende un suo to pippa caffè. Mangolo cupricchiano cuore codasche. Oh, lacchino, lo manacaia na caracadino. E le dascia la matiote de cabrea nanniano nantabaraganietto. Pesce toro godo shakya. Kafika do kohole kangara katish ko to prika te kahai. Nana kombre ke te ke fraktio na koro kandeshka. Ele tora manatia. Mango do kubrektia na gadashka ta prika te gadashka. Mi tora manakra kada ale atanyana na kabrekia. Avi soho shakto no kambi. Avi takara manierto don gambi da gala kaka. A la kara kadanya da kaka. Prakatakataya. Parakadiando ho toko brekti di kodoho shaktya. Kamina qua, ashando de ko brevre, deli kangradia, na koro ko debre. Imanaku, brahalakaya, andeli kohoro kodoshka tabrik. Capito, capito, taccarita, cupalai, asciutta, preconcolica, griva tionde scettelai, griva topra, frangia nucca, ige de gopre fretanie, isciutto rogodosco da bricata capra, cofretia na cubricatiae, mancia na cohorocodosco da bricata calà. Kale kongara gadoshka dengora kadoshka davrekata frakata anje. Imenequa, Imenequa, Imenequa. Ebelidura cabrele tomre, catacadaiana caraca cambra, catabodosca. Ishu tu tu pa. Ishu tu 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 pa caracayana cala cambra, catacadosca, dobi catacadasca. Igenimatuesco. Igenimetosua paracatania de godoschecta. Caracodilica high. Doors, oh my Jesus. Isako, Devrida, Monio no Cope. Oh, Palatito. Oh, Bahalila, Macaria, Nacole, Veragunga, Ragadashka, Dabrik, Pedadashka. Ide Korokom, Braktia, Fakok, Prakatinio no Cope. Emene kohulaka. Mengoro godoshka. Kibala halai ile kongobre. Ija ene ko papa. Krivala kombre ke diko uche diko okalakai. Mansjoro manangia. Bili tuho joa. Bili tuho joa stik. Kravidanya rakotonya ne kahalai. Kavada ko brevre di shanto roko toho shakti akta raga doshka tabri ka tika tamche. Izalo vreti tukora manakara kabre kere kabi. E jene batora pala karakangara gala govari antoro ko di. Ije toho rakondiak. Torogo doho shakcha. Kibale hitura na kora kadanya ne kohoro kodashke de breke fra. Idi gubwa fratenyo na kora kotembre. Ishatoria karaka kangaria totia. Iji di goho swe. Kavraga de goho la kambraktya na kode koteshke de breke de kankambre. Nitoro ko dobre kotež, kdo žendoro ko dobro ko brak frakatanje nikoro ko doške. Ila vrahalo korja konje nikova, matuta. Basu toro ko hošendje nikon dangara. Iši te go hošve, toro ko to hošetja. Kase ko brevre donje, nikoro ko dole kom brebele tuta. Gavile kohoro kon gaga. Alla caria nocra gadal kangara gale goho jenye ne koho roko dambri kare kandiyang dale go doshka dangara katashk pachate. Ishe te koho sapri kate koho faktya. Grundi amana kuko roko doshka dambra kata kandiyang dale go doshka kyang dale go doshka dambara kityo. Ishe te to koho pa alla kambra kata fityo no koro ko dole kombra. Ishe tere goho shang dore goto ishak chakta re godoshka tangara katashka tanje re gotoshka. Ishe goro go bevele dubra kwa frangye ne goho re godashki di gotobre. Kisanto re go brekete kar lingo re godol ka bala koho re konga ka. Mo tito. O ma kito. Ishe no mo kwerio. Masu di kamra kafinyo. Idi ga lakya doshka da prakadanga. Idi te te di kukakti ana kobre gini ga fape. Ele mora twishigaden dote di kofro. Ancora gobe e caffa caligi lando. E cala ca brindio no godosca da brica te calai. Che vede godo fosuerio no coro con gambi le cala le cangara cala da conti asco no brica fa. Itarugon brefrika dishka ton chorugo do isha chana koho shaka kabri. Ele braturu ko dembra kala koroko tonye ni koroko doshka dabri kataka fai. Oh, Father, you're so good. Me kwa do no ko papi tanyo no kobri kili kumbra si. Ishe to o. Ishe to kibra. Kevra godenye ne koro ko papra ka fraktya na ko teshke. Ila kahara kangara gadashka tabrika de gata hashan tere gudoshka. Pite ko hoshan jana ko toho shakcha, tata ko toho shakcha. Ige da kahala kaya na kahala kaka. Grivanya na kohora kodoshka tampra katito. Rakata kohola kangara kaka. Issa toro kohora kongara katanya. Ike ne kohora kotiong dere koho shakchang dere koto ishekche. Ishato, ishato. Ishato kangara katiakta. Rovitanya ne kohora kadidya dako prevre tishka. Prevre kashko donje dere koto shkatabri katikatavra. Ogola kambrevre toshwa atakalandya ne kohora. Doors, makwava, bedanie, usubu waka finyo, abituash po donje de go prakai. Oh, palakanga. Oh, palakanga dako. Oh, palakanga. Nya vehe atayana hiya. Ishato, asike me venye de corpo stifa. Magono ko pahafa ko le atiene. Isana ka ubra ko le kutikanye ne foro ticha. Ene ko horo go di brakata hai atoro. Me yanakaya. May and a kite to cook. A bellet to her shock tone, Targo to her shock chakta. Ika frahla congaracata her shock chakta, the Gadashka. Iga la copoca, pelaka kangaratia. Isha to do go ho shakya da go to ho shakya da. Isha to do go ho shakya. Mango do go do vaka. Eli kora ke tefri te ka halai. Aga vra doje ni makwasha do ko breka te ka frakya. Meji to go ho shwe. O sabri katana ka frakya na kobre katinya na kora kati. Ere kambrakya na kohora kodoshka. Kriva tionda na kodoshka ta brika ta katafra. Ike le kohora kobifra katanya na kohora kombrakya na kodoshka ta brika. Mancho na kodoshka. Mancho na koda kada kabrakte na koda hoshak chekte. Isa kara kodoshka tam frakandiyang doro kodoshka kapa. Isi di koho swa kopre frekatanya na kohra kadinyo na kohra kodoshka. Isi ne matutu to koho shenge ne kotora kadiva koro kokamba. Ile kara kaditiyang doro kodoshak tiya. Isha to kurike pala kora na kora kantiyang dere kodoshka tabri kare kadashka. Ibele hatu, ibele kara kangambi, Kavrikote, lebarakatoshka, dankarakadashka. Arikaya. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, and praise you. Thank you, Father, for meeting us in this special way. We're just so thankful that another day has come from us to hear. We can hear from you every day, Lord. But this special way, we're grateful for it. Thankful for this manifestation of the Holy Spirit, which is tongues and interpretation of tongues, which gives to us understanding and which allows us to reach round the world. You're reaching into hearts and places way beyond even what we know from the interpretation. But for every bit of it, we're grateful. Every step of this eternal mission to an eternal promise, this unpredictable journey, we're thankful that you lead us. And we love the leading, Father, that comes to us on our Wednesday Moeds. We praise you and thank you for it. We're just thankful, thankful, thankful. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother Max, are you there?
Amen. I am here. I mean, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Praise the Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for speaking to us. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the interpretation that you are working through everybody.
All Amen.
Us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. First statement. It is time to trust me, church. It is time to trust me, church. Next statement. Part of it underlined. The underlined part in the beginning here. I will take this weight. Yeah. I will take this weight off your shoulders. I will take this weight off your shoulders. And this is underlined. I will take this weight off your shoulders. Was underlined. Very interesting. Okay. Here's the word. The rest of it is not underlined. It's too heavy. It's too heavy for you. It's too heavy for you, and you can't handle it. It's too heavy for you, and you can't handle it. You may again be free. You may again be free and light and joyful. I really am. First, the first part of the statement is underlined, and it read like this. The underlined part, I will take this weight off your shoulders. Non-underlined part, it's too heavy for you, and you can't handle it. You may again be free and light and joyful. That's the first statement. Okay. So then the Lord gave us Matthew, the book of Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Psalm 34, 18. Psalm 34, 18. First Peter 5:7. Right? Next statement. Again, the beginning of it is underlined. So the underlined parts read like this. You must rest in the knowledge of this prayer today. You must rest in the knowledge of this prayer today. Non-underlined part, same statement. That you can handle all, that you can handle all with my prophet and friend. That you can handle all with my prophet and friend. There is nothing I can't handle. There's nothing I can't handle, even during times of transition. So the non-underlined part one more time. That you can handle all with my prophet and friend. There is nothing I can't handle, even during times of transition. Praise the Lord. I am in time of transition. We all are. Okay. So the whole statement, read again one more time. Sorry. I figured people need to get it down right here. Underline part. You must rest in the knowledge of this prayer today. Non-underline part. That you can handle all with my prophet and friend. There is nothing I can't handle, even during times of transition. All right. Scriptures here are John 16:33. John 16:1-6, verse 33. Deuteronomy 31:31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31:8. Zephaniah 3:17-1-7. Zephaniah 3:17. Okay. Next statement is not underlined. It reads like this. I will save you from this God. Okay. I will save you from this. God is strong enough. God is strong enough to, conquer. Okay. I will save you from this. God is strong enough to conquer all things. To conquer all things. Have hope that this situation, have hope that this situation, it will come to an end. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll try to do better here. I will save you from this. God is strong enough to conquer all things. God is strong enough to conquer all things. Have hope that this situation, it will come to an end. And that's the statement. All right. Romans 15:1-5, verse 13:1-3. Romans 15:13. Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. Okay. Next statement is underlined. Okay. So this one is underlined, and it reads like this. So move and let it go. So move and let it go. Forget the past. Forget the past. It is done. Forget the past. It is done. Now move on. Yeah. Now move on, children. Now move on, children. And then he gives us this long word. Oh, transformation. Transformation. Okay, I'll read it again. So move and let it go. Forget the past. It is done. Now move on, children. Transformation. That is,
and all of this is underlined, is that correct?
Yes, it's underlined.
Okay,
I was
going to
ask if I said that or not. Yeah, it's underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. next scripture here, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Next statement is not underlined. So this one is not underlined. Read like this. God got it. Not to worry. God got it. Not to worry. That it's going to last. Yeah. That it's going to last forever. Let me start again here. I need to focus on line by line. God got it. Not to worry. That it's going to last forever. All, A-L-L, under my power. All under my power and control. All under my power and control for both nations. For both nations. Oh, personally, yeah. For both nations, personally holding their hands. Personally holding their hands. I'll read it again. God got it. Not to worry. That it's going to last forever. All under my power and control. All under my power and control for both nations, with an S. Personally holding their hands. That is the statement. I believe you got this, Ms. Willie.
I did, yes, sir.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Isaiah 41, verse 13, 1-3. Isaiah 41, 13. Psalm 46, 4-6, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 46, 1 through 3.
1 through 3?
1 through 3, yeah. That's,
thank you.
I guess, easier to say it, 1, 2. Okay. Next statement. Let's see here. Okay, half of it is underlined, or more than half, but it's in the end. So, non-underlined part, the beginning of the statement. Ask for me to grant you my peace. Ask for me to grant you my peace, and I will do it. And I will do it. Be joyful in me. Be joyful in me. I'll read it again. So this part is not underlined, the beginning of the statement. Ask for me to grant you peace, and I will do it. Be joyful in me. Now the rest of it is underlined. The Lord who will give you the strength you need, the Lord who will give you the strength you need if you pray and ask for it. The underlying part again, the Lord who will give you the strength you need if you pray and ask for it. So the whole statement will read like this, non-underlying part. Ask for me to grant you my peace, and I will do it. Be joyful in me. Underlying part. The Lord who will give you the strength you need if you pray and ask for it. All right. Let's see here. Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. 1:6. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Then he gave us Nehemiah 8:10. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. Isaiah 43:2. Isaiah 43:2. Okay. Next statement. Let's see. It's not underlined. No, the statement is not underlined. And it reads like this. I am working for your good and preparing you for I am working for your good and preparing you for a glorious future. Preparing you for a glorious future. I emphasize hope. Yeah, I emphasize hope. Perseverance. I emphasize hope, perseverance, and faith. I'm not sure if I'm reading this word right. Perseverance and faith.
Sounds right, is it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perseverance. Perseverance. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Lord. He spelled way better than me. Okay, I lost my track here. I want to start from the beginning. I am working for your good and preparing you for a glorious future. I emphasize hope, perseverance. I wrote it before, and faith. Have the comfort and assurance. Have the comfort and assurance of God's, with an S, of God's plans for prosperity. Plans for prosperity and my ability to work all things for good. This is a long statement. Okay, I'm enough. Read it again. I am working for your good and preparing you for a glorious future. I emphasize hope, perseverance, and faith. Have the comfort and assurance of God's plans for
prosperity.
And prosperity. I know this word, but I'm just looking down again.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity and my ability to work all things for good. Praise the Lord. That's a statement. Next scripture here, Romans 8:28. Oh, we know this one. Romans 8:28 and Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Next statement is underlined and read like this. Embrace. Okay. Embrace each day. Fill your heart with joy. Embrace each day. Fill your heart with joy. Keep your mind with peace. Keep your mind, there's no S here, keep your mind with peace. And your spirit with energy. And your spirit with energy to embrace in me I am. Okay. Did I say the statement is underlined? It's all underlined. I'll read it again. All of it underlined. Embrace each day. Fill your heart with joy. Keep your mind with peace. And your spirit with energy. To embrace in me, I am. Wow, praise the Lord. I did very well here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Second Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. Matthew 6. 25 and 26. Matthew 6, 25 and 26. John, there's a dot, or just a, like a slight dot. I don't think it's First John, but I'm just letting you know here. I don't know. John 14, 27. John 14, 27. Okay, John 14:27. Next statement. Words with an S, words to live by, spoken by me. Words to live by, spoken by me, your Jesus. Spoken by me, your Jesus. To remind you that there is so much more to the life I has given you.
Now, is it so much more?
This is a long statement.
So much more to? Is the next word to?
Yeah, more to the life I have given you. And the plan I have for all of you. Yeah, that's a statement. It's not underlined if I didn't say that. So this statement is not underlined. I'll read it again. Words to live by, spoken by me, your Jesus, to remind you that there is so much more, to remind you that there is so much more to the life I has given you and the plan I have for all of you. That is the statement. Oh, one more statement and this is it. Okay. That's fine. Moving the envelope down. Oh, this one is underlined. And it reads like this. Underlined statement. I am the same God who created all. Yeah, that's the statement. I am the same God who created all. Trust in me. Oh, trust in me is underlined. So I am the same God who created you all is underlined, and trust in me is underlined.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise his name. My computer wants to be rebooted. It'll take me a little bit here.
That's okay. There's a reason on plan.
So I'll have to get it back up again. Thank you, Jesus. We're thankful to have it. While it's doing that, I'll read the first
statement.
Yes, the first statement. And I'm going to make a comment here. I think this statement is to all of us. It is time to trust me, church. Now, I think the next one is for someone specifically.
Okay.
And I really think it might be for some that we've prayed for this morning. It might be for some others individually as well, because this reaches far out. Remember, this is what we're praying about. And I think there is an individual, and I really think that this could be an individual in authority that we've prayed for today. Underlined. I will take this weight off your shoulders. Not underlined. It's too heavy for you, and you can't handle it. You may again be free and light and joyful. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come on now. Okay. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit or contrite of a contrite spirit. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amplified, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Underlined statement. You must rest in the knowledge of this prayer today, not underlined, that you can handle all with my prophet and friend. There is nothing I can't handle, even during times of transition. Now, I think this is to a broader group, a broader group. We don't all, well, I'm not going to go into that. I've already told you, I think the first is for specific individual or individuals. John 13:33.
You
little children. John 16.
Oh, 16.
I said
sorry,
wrong.
I thought that. Oh, okay.
I did say wrong.
Okay.
John 16:33. I have these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with loud singing. Hallelujah. And I do like the ones that use the word singing, and some of them say shouts of joy, but it really is singing. It's a special kind of a song, a joyful song. I will save you from this. God is strong enough to conquer all things. Have hope that this situation, it will come to an end. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That's the scripture that God gives Brother Max a lot. And it's how it's going to all turn out. That's how it's going to all turn out. God will be exalted in the whole of the earth. Underlined. So move and let it go. Forget the past. It is done. Now move on, children. Transformation. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God got it. Not to worry that it's going to last forever. All under my power and control for both nations. Personally holding their hands. Did I read that correctly, that statement?
I was thinking of Isaiah 43:18-19.
Okay. Could you read the next statement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God got it. Not to worry that it's going to last forever. All under my power and control for both nations, personally holding their hands.
Got it. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, and that is Jehovah your Elohim. Hold your right hand. It is I who say, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. Ask for me to grant you my peace, and I will do it. Be joyful in me. And now underlined. The Lord who will give the strength you need if you pray and ask for it. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. I am working for your good and preparing you for a glorious future. I emphasize hope, perseverance, and faith. Have the comfort and assurance of God's plans for prosperity and my ability to work all things for good. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Underlined, embrace each day. Fill your heart with joy. Keep your mind with peace and your spirit with energy to embrace in me. I am. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Matthew 6:25-26. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Worried about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They sow not, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Words to live by, spoken by me, your Jesus. reminds you that there is so much more to the life I have given you and the plan I have for all of you. Underlined. I am the same God who created all. Trust in me. Praise the Lord.
He's lifting us up today.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, folks, I'm going to need to get around here now. Whenever I'm going to be out at Prayer Mountain, I have to say an early shalom, shalom, and we'll see you out at Prayer Mountain. That means, you know, our technical team is working on a way, Max, where you can be live back and forth with me at the noon time. Right now, Max has to phone in, but we're about to get that to be better. So in order for you to join us at noon, there will be no call you can call in on, but you can go on Facebook and you can go on billybrim.org, and we'll see you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.